Hello, this is Jerry Conrad, President of the Board of Directors.
And Scott Pessin, Vice President of your board.
And today we're going to discuss pickleball, the Montecito Cafe, and although we won't discuss it, we would like you to check out the e-blast from the CDCC committee concerning the Polte Desert Retreat development. Now, in terms of pickleball, a little bit of history here for those who don't understand what's happened with pickleball. When I came onto the board last year, having been a tennis pro for over 40 years, I brought a certain amount of experience about court scheduling and understanding court usage. And I saw that there was a lot of anxiety between tennis and pickleball and decided to throw my two cents in. And I asked Scott Pessin, Linda Johnson, Tom Garrett, and John Peterson to get together, and we had a conversation about what was happening with pickleball and tennis. And out of that conversation came a couple of changes. One, pickleball would report the court participation, and two, they would try a new scheduling system between 8 and 12 p.m. And they would do this for several months during prime season. The results, from my take as well as the HOA, was there was approximately six people waiting on average to play pickleball on the five courts that they were designated, and it seemed to me that was a very good result. The problem earlier had been that too many people were waiting to play, and so pickleball was upset, and that was justifiably so. This new court scheduling system seemed to be working. In fact, several people said to me straightforward that this was a good thing. We then have to have a discussion with pickleball over what the results are, and they asked for a town hall and a discussion with the board. We had an open town hall. It worked really well, very respectful. A lot of information passed back and forth. I learned a lot. I hope that they did too. We did have different interpretations of what the data said. While I thought it was very positive, pickleball basically didn't think so because they felt that people weren't showing up because, A, they didn't like the court scheduling system, or, B, they couldn't play with friends that they had been playing with in the past. But for me, I wasn't controlling that. All I understood was trying to get a new scheduling system and seeing how it would work efficiency-wise, and I felt it worked quite well. So what are the solutions? Where are we at right now? Right now, there are basically four new solutions. There's four solutions. One, we don't have to do anything. We just leave the status quo and say it's a win. That's one solution. Two, we could build four new courts. And we do that right next to the pickleball courts. Probably cost about $350,000. And you'd take away the trees, the grass, et cetera, but that's one option. The third option is to take Court 5 away from the tennis club or the tennis amenity and make that four permanent pickleball courts. And pickleball said that they would pay for that, be about $25,000. And the fourth and last would be a compromise of lining the courts for dual use. And that would be four pickleball courts put on Courts 5 and 6 total. So they wouldn't have that many lines. The lines themselves would be probably powder blue. They would be thinner. They would basically, for a tennis player, you wouldn't even see them after a while. So those are the four basic solutions. But before we get to any solutions, we have to have one more input, and that's from the community. And this is something pickleball requested, something tennis has said, and I assure you this is what the board is going to demand, that the community has input, because ultimately all courts, all amenities are owned by the community. And so we will do this as soon as possible, as soon as reasonable. We're trying to figure that out right now. Once that's done, we'll get all this input, then we can make a rational decision. So I thought I'd at least give you a little heads up on that. For those who don't play pickleball, who don't read The View for whatever reason, don't hear or talk to people about pickleball, at least now you have an idea what is happening locally. Thank you very much.
Okay, so I'll just give you, we have some really great news. The long-awaited reopening of the Montecito Cafe is almost here. After hearing from many homeowners, card players, mahjong players, and other groups and clubs that all said that they miss their coffee and Danish or snacks while they're playing, or just the ability to get something to drink, the Montecito Cafe is now scheduled for a soft opening on Wednesday, July 19th. The hours of operation for now are set to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday throughout the summer. again, you know, this is a soft opening, so please be patient and supportive while they get any possible kinks worked out. An e-blast with the exact date and time will go out soon. For the newer residents, the Montecito Cafe is an amenity that closed during the pandemic and is long overdue to reopen. Your continued support, or lack thereof, will determine what direction we go in the future. You've asked for it, so please support it. You know, Jerry, I saw a couple of pickleball guys over there the other day with a tape measure, and it looks like they're trying to see if two more pickleball courts will fit in that spot. So I'm just throwing it out there. Please come by and support it. Stop by for a cup of coffee and a Danish, a bagel and a schmear, a salad, sandwich, snacks, chips, candy, home-baked cookies, which I hear are delicious, beer, wine, sodas, iced tea, water, and just hang out for a while. Get out of your house and out of the heat. Just a quick shout-out to Shadows. They have a new happy hour menu printed, much simpler to read. For those who don't know, happy hour is 6 days a week from 2 to 5, and for the first time this summer, they've added their summer sunset specials, which offers discounted beer and wine pricing, as well as an additional 10% off appetizers from 5 till close. Basically, it's an extended happy hour of sorts for the summer. Lastly, if you've not checked out the daily specials now being offered at Shadows, you're really missing out. I had their Wednesday special, which is a burger, fries, and a fountain drink for just $12. And I've had several of their Thursday breakfast specials, two eggs, bacon or sausage, potatoes and toast, all for just $9. Both are really good and a great value. You know, we're really fortunate here with the Shadows Restaurant, the Santa Rosa Bistro, the Snack Bar Terrace, and very soon the reopening of the Montecito Cafe. As always, your comments and suggestion are always welcomed and appreciated. Thank you.
And thank you from Jerry.